You are listening to episode number 123 of Wife Teacher Mommy, the podcast sponsored by Educate and Rejuvenate. Today's episode is my top four tips for self-actualization as an educator. I just got back from sunny Phoenix, Arizona from the Hay House I Can Do It conference, and I feel inspired, lifted up, and I'm ready to share with you my top four takeaways from the event and how it is going to help you step into your true self as an educator and beyond. Let's go. Welcome to Wife Teacher Mommy, the podcast. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former elementary teacher and current homeschool mom. And even though I've been a resource creator since 2014, I've realized that printables alone aren't all you need in order to thrive as a teacher or homeschool parent. That's why I also created this show and got certified as a life coach to help you finally kick burnout to the curb and feel confident with whatever challenges come your way. With the right mindset strategies and new teaching inspiration, you're going to be well on your way to your best teacher life. Now let's go. I am back home in my podcast studio after an incredible long weekend in Phoenix. It was so nice. And I'm now back in Salt Lake where it's rainy and a little bit cold. And you know, I've been wearing my cardigan most of the day today until now. But in Arizona, it was beautiful and sunny and amazing. But I'm excited to be here in the studio recording for you today my top tips from this event. And in my opinion, attending conferences, attending events is one of the best ways that I fill myself up. They're always worth it. They're always worth every penny I spend. Like there's the energy, there's the high vibe, there's the inspiration, there's the time to really think about life and, you know, my goals and my work and, you know, parenting and all the things. It was just such a great time, so needed. So I'm really excited to share with you my top takeaways from the event. But first, I have a really exciting story to tell you about. That wasn't even the content, but a really exciting thing that happened at the event that I'm sure a lot of you, if you've been following along, you'll want to hear about. Because you may have heard me talk about vision boards. We did a vision board challenge just a few months ago. I did a podcast episode on it right here back in August. And I just love vision boards. I love the idea of the law of attraction. And, you know, it really ties in with the self-coaching model we talk about here. Like what we think about drives how we feel, what we do, the energy we bring. And that's what makes up the results that we see in our lives, what actually happens. So the really cool thing is, so my life coach, Lizzie, who was my first life coach, who you might have heard about, I told my story on the podcast. It was the episode called Why My Panic Attack Was the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. And I also have an episode with Lizzie on the podcast at one point. And she's done yoga and meditation at two of our Educate and Rejuvenate events. And she's coming back and she does them in the club as well. So you might just recognize her. She's been around for a bit. But we went to this event together. But what is really cool is 1 year before, she had recommended a book to me. And it was a book called The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. And I read it and I loved it and she had loved it. And that's why she recommended it to me. And after we had both read it, she sent me a text and she's like, you and me, Gabby B, we are going to see her live in person together at some point. Like it is written in the stars. It is happening. And I have a lot of like Gabby quotes on my vision board and everything. They're even in the toolkit and all that. About a month and a half before this event, I was just out of the blue. A thought came to my mind. Was like, I need to check Gabby's website and to see if there are any events coming up. And I look and there's one in Phoenix. And that is actually really close to where Lizzie lives. And I'm in Utah, so it's not too far to travel. And I was like, Lizzie, we have to go to this. Like, we talked about this, going to see her in person. So like, you know, it was something she had put out there. And then, you know, it was a thought that still like my mind was scanning for that information and reminding me to look for it. And we made it happen. But the cool thing is it didn't end there. Like, we thought we were just going to see her. Okay, we just thought we were going to see her on stage. But what ended up happening is when she presented, and so now my friend and coach, Lizzie, she raised her hand during the Q&A after Gabby's keynote, which her keynote was incredible and inspiring, but she raised her hand at the end when Gabby had some time for Q&A and shared about the book she wants to write with postpartum. And Gabby was like, I want to help you with that because I had a hard time postpartum, just like I did too. That's my story and why I ended up coaching and why I worked with Lizzie specifically, because she's the postpartum coach and I'm a coach for educators. So we're both coaches, but we have like different areas that we work in. So she was sharing about her book that she's writing. And Gabby's like, yes, I want to help you write it. And I'm going to give you my course so you can write it, which was so cool. But it didn't end there either. So then during the next class, I like turned to Lizzie. I was like, hey, I need to run to the bathroom quick. So I go in and I hear a voice. And I knew that voice because I do her meditations a lot. I have the Gabby Bernstein app because I love to meditate, right? That's one of the things I talk about in my book and one of the ways to really get connected with your body and process your emotions. Like, I love meditation. So I use her app regularly and I know her voice because it's what I tend to meditate to. So I was like, Gabby is in the bathroom. So I call Lizzie. I'm like, Gabby's in the bathroom. Do I want to see her? Like, it felt a little stalkerish, but it was also like, this just feels like it was like meant to be, you know? So Lizzie comes up and then Gabby walks out. And I'm like, hey, Gabby, I love your app, because she does have an amazing, incredible app. And she's like, wait, what did you say? And then she starts filming us talking about how much we love her app and puts it in her Instagram stories. And then after that, we actually got to talk to Gabby for a good while. So it was amazing. We're like connected with her and just so much fun. So it goes to show that when you're like, oh, I think I want this to happen, sometimes like it's even bigger than we think. So really cool, really fun story. I will have to put the picture of me and Lizzie with Gabby Bernstein in the show notes. And you might have no idea who she is. A lot of the people I talk to, they're like, I actually don't know who she is, but she's really cool. So I will put that in the show notes as well. Or maybe we'll even make it the picture for this episode because it was really fun. Okay. But there were other amazing speakers there as well. Gabby, who I just mentioned, but Jamie Kern Lima. Okay. If you have not heard of her book Worthy yet, it is incredible. Okay. I'm going to just like gush on these speakers for a minute. It was such a good book. It talks about how we are all inherently worthy and valuable and all of the things that we tend to look down on ourselves. We tend to like feel like we need to accomplish all these things in order to, you know, it's like when I do this or when I do that, kind of like the gap in the game that I talk about, but it's just really good. And we talk about the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. Like, they're not the same thing. And so it was just a really good book. Mindy Pels also spoke. She's the author of Fast Like a Girl. And now I am like so excited to go all in with her program because it is just like, she's so cool. I will talk a little bit about that when I get into the main content. Jim Quick is really cool. He like shared things to like help you with your memory, which was just really cool. And then Brendan Burchard, who's really big in the personal development world, he was really funny too. So I loved his keynote. Super fun way to close out the event as well. So I'm going to share my top takeaways from the event as a whole, what I'm feeling and what I'm going to apply to my life and how you can apply it to yours right after this quick ad break. We'll be right back to the episode, so don't go anywhere. But I didn't want you to miss hearing about our Educate and Rejuvenate 2024 Summer Conference on July 16th and 17th, 2024. This year's lineup is truly exceptional, featuring two dynamic live keynotes, Gaspar Randazzo, a teacher turned stand-up comedian, recently showcased on the Netflix series The Trust, and the return of the best-selling author and video creator Christina Kuzmich. Our roster of additional speakers covers a diverse range of topics, including math, language arts, reading, social emotional learning, classroom management, homeschooling, and combating burnout. What's more, we've tailored specific tracks this year for educators and for parents, ensuring that everyone finds value in the sessions. You'll have the flexibility to choose your preferred track or even attend sessions from both. Each day kicks off with a morning workout, followed by engaging panels with our presenters and opportunities for live life coaching sessions. Plus, we'll be giving away numerous prizes throughout the event, making it an unparalleled professional development experience. And the best part, you'll enjoy it all from the comfort of your own home. We want to see you there because if you love what you hear on the podcast when you're listening or watching all by yourself, imagine what it would be like to join live with me and thousands of like-hearted educators who also want to revitalize their teaching, rejuvenate their spirit, and reignite their passion for life. Visit educateandrejuvenate.com now for more details on the 2024 event. And if you're listening at a later date, the link will provide information on our upcoming events. Okay, so let's dive into my top takeaways from the I Can Do It conference. So first, before the actual conference began, I did sign up for a pre-conference workshop. So there were several options, and the one that I attended was about how to write a book. And now I've already, as many of you might know, I'm already in the process of writing my book. I actually just got the edits back and I'm working on the next round and I'm so excited. I did this one just to kind of, you know, make sure I was on the right track. And I learned that I definitely was and learned some new ways to like talk about my book and new ways to share about it. And it was just a lot of fun. But the reason I wanted to share a tip from what I learned here is because during our recent Vision Board Challenge, I had four attendees tell me that it is their dream to write a book as well, which is so exciting. And I can go even more in depth about this for anybody who wants to really talk about their book or whatever it is they're wanting to do. Like if you're wanting to open a TPT store or an Etsy, I started doing a monthly side hustle call inside the club and I can walk you through anything related to writing a book or business venture. But I don't want to take too much time here since it doesn't apply to everyone. But here is the top inspiration I got, the very top one, if I were to pick one thing, and that was write most days a week, like at least 5 days a week. And by write, it doesn't mean you have to be writing your book all 5 days a week. It could be like they talked about the power of writing prompts. You know, like we use them with our students, like giving them a prompt of something to write about. We can do that with ourselves too. And it could even be doing like your self-coaching, like writing down everything that's in your head and putting together models. That's writing, right? Or journaling about what happened during your day. You're really taking on the identity of I am a writer. And this can apply to other things you want to do too, not necessarily writing, but I just loved that because it shows that we can, it's kind of like the minimum baseline I've talked about on the podcast and that I'll be going over actually with our members in just a couple hours, where we just do a little bit each day and many days we'll do more, but also the little bit adds up as well. So I love that for my top tip from the writing a book workshop. But okay, let's talk about my general overall inspiration that I got from this event. And I'm sorry, I'm 10 minutes in on my recording already, but I just get so excited talking about these events and all this stuff. And I hope that you know that I'm hoping that you benefit from this as well. So the first one I'm going to share with you, the big takeaway, and this was really synthesizing from a bunch of the different sessions, is that all areas of our health are connected. And sometimes things we think aren't connected actually are. So we might look at our physical health and be like, oh, I want to lose weight, right? But physical health and focusing on that, like for example, Mindy Pills, who talked about Fast Like a Girl, it's not just about weight loss. It ties into everything. Our physical health ties into our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, every single type of health you might possibly care about. And that is because our body is where everything takes place, right? Like if we're wanting to process our emotions, like that is happening inside our bodies. Our emotions are happening in our bodies. Our thoughts are happening in our brains, right? Which is part of our body. Or if you're feeling brain fog or you're feeling forgetful or any of these things, you're feeling stressed, that is all happening in your body. And when we take care of our physical health, it connects with everything else as well. And one thing Mindy Pels shared, she shared this like system. And I'm going to try to talk about it as best as I can. If you're watching on YouTube, I mean, I'm kind of like, it's like a cycle, like a circle. I'm like, you know, kind of putting my finger in a circle right now. But the way it starts is our emotional system, right? Goes to our metabolic system, goes to our nervous system, goes to our microbial system, to our immune system, hormonal system, and then back to our emotional system. So they're all tied together. And what's really fascinating is, I mean, I really think about like when you're stressed a lot, like as a teacher and how you might end up getting sick more. You're more prone to the things that come in. Like the when you get exposed to it, your body, like if your hormones or something aren't quite right, you're more likely to, your body's less likely to be able to fight it off and you get sick more often because you're stressed or because, you know, of things going on. So it's really, really fascinating that it all ties together. Our physical health, mental health, spiritual health, emotional health. And when we take care of, and it goes the other way too. So I talked about physical health for a while, but also like when we take care of our mental and emotional health, like we really pay attention to how we are feeling, how we are thinking, what we're thinking about, what our limiting beliefs are, actually taking the time to pay attention to that stuff it's going to impact how we are able to take care of our physical health, right? Because we might realize it's our limiting beliefs that are keeping us from doing the things like, oh, I don't have time to meal plan, or I don't have time to exercise, or I don't want to, I don't have the motivation. What you realize is that we don't get motivation, we generate it, right? We create that inside of us. We create the motivation. So when we do that, when we are able to look at our emotions, when we're able to look at those, everything going on inside of us, our bodies, our mental health and spiritual health, that's a big part of it. And I know that looks different for everybody, but it is all important, all part of, you know, even like my tagline for my book is to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. It all ties together. It's also why I don't like talking about these coaching concepts just in the silo of teaching. Like, I love talking about them with teaching. It is like my specialty. Like, and by teaching, I mean, whether you teach in a classroom or you teach at your kitchen counter, like I am now with homeschooling, or you're teaching online, whatever, educators, all educators. But I also talk about it outside of that too, because we don't just live in these silos, right? Where it's like, oh, like everything's great at school and terrible at home or whatever. And usually there's overlap, right? It's all interconnected, and things that don't seem connected actually are. And there are some other fascinating things and some of the other tips that really circle back to this. I'm going to leave them for when I get to that point. But so this is point one, okay? Point two is taking time for our healing is important. We often live our lives at such a fast pace, especially as educators. And if we have our own children and we have all these other things we're doing in our lives, we're helping all these other people. We talked about this a lot during our self-love challenge. If you haven't done it yet, by the way, definitely check out the self-love challenge here on the podcast. It is free. It was just back in February 2024. But we need to take that time for healing. Like, if we, it won't just happen. We have to make it happen. And that's something I've realized recently too. Like, even, you know, I thought at one point that if I just weren't teaching, then it would be so much easier. You know, I thought like, you know, when I have my baby, when I become a stay-at-home mom, things are going to just be so easy. And for those of you who have ever been a stay-at-home mom at any point in your life, you're probably laughing at that thought, because it's like, no, that's not easy either. And then I started my business, and now I'm homeschooling and I'm running this business. And it was, has been really easy for me over the years to say, I don't have time to focus on my physical health. I don't have time to actually do these things I'm telling other people to do for myself. But we don't have time. We make time, right? It's like what I was talking about. And what is a priority? We need to make those things a priority. And we need to question our limiting beliefs about it. Because if we're not healing our trauma, if we're not processing our emotions, if we're not looking at our wounded parts of ourselves, if we aren't, you know, questioning our beliefs or processing our emotions when they come up, it's easy to ignore all of this. But at what cost? What is that costing us? There's always an opportunity cost for anything. So while you might need to take some time that you might have spent like checking off things on your to-do list, if you don't, you might be like checking off some things in your to-do list, but you might not be doing it in the best way, or it might be chipping away at your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. There's always a cost to everything. So think about it. What is most important? And if you were to really think about it, you would say taking time for your healing, for taking care of yourself, is very important. So another thing about this that might make you question whether you actually don't have time, that Brendon Burchard talked about in his keynote, is that on average, adults spend about 2 hours on their phones on social media per day. And with that average, in 12 weeks on average, we lose a full 12 work days, like a 7 to 8 hour work day due to social media consumption. And I mean, just think about that, how much time that is, how much time, like if you used even just half of that, like I'm not saying we should never be on social media, but if you took half of whatever your current social media time is to focus on your own personal growth, your own self-actualization, becoming, figuring out what it is you need. If we all did that, then we would be able to find that time, right? Like, oh, magically, if we cut that social media time, we'd have more time for this. Other interesting thing that he mentioned is that social media creates decision fatigue, because these platforms are designed, and I know this because I'm also a Facebook advertiser, right? That might be why you're here in the first place. So, I mean, I'm grateful for that. I'm not saying, like, you know, social media is all bad, but we have to just know that these platforms are designed for us to spend as much time as possible on them. They're designed for us to constantly be making decisions like, oh, do I want to stop the scroll here? Do I want to click on this post? Do I want to make a comment here? If so, what do I want to say? And all these decisions that we're making all the time. When we make those constant decisions on social media, it wears on our brain. And that's why we can have brain fog. That's why we can have decision fatigue, because we're always making so many decisions throughout the day. But if some of them are so inconsequential, when it's just like, what decisions do I want to make while I'm scrolling Instagram or whatever, or TikTok? Again, it's just being aware. I'm not telling you you need to completely give it up, but what if you gave up half of your social media time to focus on yourself, on your healing, on your growth, on understanding yourself better? Okay. Number three, getting to know your authentic self. I mean, this really does kind of tie with number two, but I put it in its own. Getting to know your authentic self is one of the most worthwhile pursuits that you can possibly do. And Gabby Bernstein, her talk was all about what it was called was becoming new. But really what she was talking about was really stepping into your true authentic self, your true authentic power. And somebody during the Q&A actually raised their hand and was like, well, it's not really about becoming new. It's about becoming you, right? It's about just really understanding who we are. And Gabby was like, well, yeah, actually, it really is about like, it's not like, oh, we need to become better. We need to become this shiny new thing. It is about us becoming the best version of ourselves that we can. And often that is by actually getting to know ourselves, by valuing ourselves. And that is where Jamie Kern Lima, what she had to share in her presentation about really leaning into your intuition, which is more strong and more powerful than anyone else's advice. So even as you're listening to me talk now, there might be things where you're like, ooh, that really resonates with me. Ooh, that doesn't. And that's okay, right? I encourage you to always take what works for you and leave the rest, because we all know what it is that we need. And so I just love that. And then another presenter, her name is Sonia Choquette. She said, this planet is here for you to step in and move into the action of who you are. And as educators, we are taking so much action to help the next generation of learners and helping them. And when we do that, when we step into our work as the self-actualized version of ourselves, where we're like, okay, I really know myself, and this is now allowing me to put my best work into my teaching. So powerful. Okay, and the final one, number four, is that community is key. So Mindy Pels before I even get into what Mindy said, at the event, there were so many incredible people around, and everybody there, like, this was a conference put on by the publisher Hay House. So a lot of people were aspiring authors like me. I'm actually not just an aspiring author. Actually, I am an author. I've got a book coming out, and it's called Educate and Rejuvenate. Watch for it. But a lot of people were already authors or aspiring authors or people who just want to develop themselves. It was such a high energy, such a high vibe. And like, everybody just showed so much love for each other. And it was amazing, because like, I only knew one person there, but I feel like I left with a whole bunch of friends. And that is what I love about community, and especially like finding a community where people are wanting to learn and grow with you, and they're cheering you on. Now, Mindy Pels, she is the owner of Fast Like a Girl. Well, actually, I don't know if that's the name of her book. And then she has like a community, like the Resetters community. It's all about like intermittent fasting to your cycle, which is so cool. Like, I'm honestly going to be diving into her content soon. If you want to hear more about that, let me know. I can talk about that on the podcast too. But she's so cool. But anyway, she did some research about that healing in a group can actually yield even better results than one-on-one. So we've even had this question like on webinars, like, well, what if I want one-on-one coaching? And I actually am, once my book comes out, probably going to open some one-on-one spots, just because I think that would be really fun. I think I would enjoy that. And I have also found huge power in working one-on-one with a coach. But there is also something to being in a group and how it can be even more powerful, because it's not just one person working with you at a session once a week or whatever. It is a whole community of people supporting and cheering each other on and healing together. And I have more research, not just Mindy's research. I have more research in my book, actually, because I hadn't even heard Mindy's yet when I wrote mine, in my book that show the same thing, that coming together and lifting each other up is incredible. And I saw it at the event when I met all these amazing people, everybody wanting to improve themselves and make a difference in their corner of the world. And as an educator, you are doing that too. You're making such a difference in your corner of the world as a teacher. Now, if you want to find some community, a community who wants to lift each other up as educators, and we know that there are problems with the educational system, right? We all know this. That's why, you know, we've had a lot of teachers like Joe Dombrowski on his keynote last year was talking about it. I'm like, yeah, all the teachers agreed. And then a bunch of the homeschool parents like, yeah, that's why I'm homeschooling or whatever. Whatever you're doing, whatever your educational path is, we all support each other. We all have the same goal of educating children. And we all know that there are, you know, pros and that there are problems we are facing, but that we can do it. And just like the event was called, I Can Do It, we can do it. And we can do it together. We can educate and rejuvenate together. And that is really why I really want to lean into this Educate and Rejuvenate name. I mean, there's more announcements coming soon, but we're educating, right? That's what a lot of us are really good at. And some teachers are really good at like putting in 60 hours a week or whatever to be the best educator they can be, or at least that's what they're trying to do. But what they may not realize is there's such important part of needing to rejuvenate as well. And by rejuvenate, I don't mean just taking a bubble bath. I mean, that's fine. Or getting your nails done. I mean, I love it. I mean, look, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, I got these cute pink sparkly nails right now. Nothing wrong with any of that. But it's really about rejuvenating yourself at a soul level, getting to know your authentic self, taking time for healing, taking time to pay attention to your physical, emotional, hormonal health, spiritual health, everything, all of those things together, and doing it with community. So if you want to join our incredible community at our Educate and Rejuvenate event, you won't have to travel. You won't have to pay tons of money for a ticket. It's $19 for a ticket, like less than getting a pizza night for your family. Join us at Educate and Rejuvenate 2024. You can grab your tickets at the link in the show notes or go to educateandrejuvenate.com to learn more. Or if you want to go all in and have a community supporting you every week, all the time, be sure to join us in Wife Teacher Mommy Club. If you're listening to this as it comes out on April 9th, we will be closing the doors soon. And it will be your last time to get a free planner when you join us inside Wife Teacher Mommy Club. Okay? So we are closing the doors. We're going to have some additional things and changes that we're working on behind the scenes that the current members will get to be a big part of. It's going to be really exciting. So I hope to see you at the event or in the club. But also, I'm going to start being even more present in our Facebook group, currently called Wife Teacher Mommies Unite. Though, like I said, there's some changes coming soon. And I plan to offer even more advice over there and on social for free, just like here on the podcast. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast and following everywhere. And I'd love to see, like, if you see our posts in the feed or if you join the group, I want you to ask questions. I want you to engage. I want to be able to answer your questions. I want to be able to offer you more support. I want to be able to help you and know what else you want to hear about. So please join, please participate, comment, and I will see you there. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you're ready to take the next step, I would love for you to purchase a ticket to join me live at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2024, the education event of the year happening on July 16th and 17th this year. We have two incredible keynote speakers, Gaspar Randazzo, who's a teacher and stand-up comedian who was featured on Netflix on the show The Trust just recently, and Christina Kuzmich, who is an incredible best-selling author, video creator, influencer, mom, amazing person who was also our keynote last year. She's back. Everybody loved her so much. We have an incredible lineup of additional speakers teaching on topics such as math, language arts, reading, social emotional learning, classroom management, homeschooling, and tackling burnout. This year, we have a super clear teacher track and a parent track for homeschoolers. And your ticket gets you access to whichever track you like, or you can even watch sessions from both if you want to. We will start the day all together with a workout each morning. We'll have panels with the speakers. Plus, you'll get to join me for some live life coaching, as well as with some of our other club coaches. It is the best professional development you could ever attend. There are prizes, lives, thousands of like-hearted educators all coming together. And all of this is happening from the comfort of your own home. So go to educateandrejuvenate.com now to learn more about the 2024 event. Or if you're listening to this later, that link will show you what is up next as we'll continue to do events like these. And I hope to see you at the next one.